alligators?
What do you mean, alligators on the lake? The lake we're fishing on right now?
Even if there was an alligator, you don't need to be afraid because you're safe in the boat. My name is Zach, and you're tuned in to listener-supported Keys for Kids. Thanks for joining me today. I love to go kayaking in the river near my house. Since I live in Florida, there's always a chance of spotting an alligator here or there. But as long as I stay in my kayak and leave them alone, I have nothing to worry about. Now, you might be afraid of something, too. Maybe like being bullied at school or something worse. When you're afraid, remember this powerful scripture from God's Word. It's Romans 8:39, and it says, "Nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus our Lord." Our story today is entitled, "Safe in the Boat." Riley watched the smooth, tranquil surface of the water as she and her grandfather drifted across the lake in his boat. Suddenly, 20 or 30 fish leapt out of the water all around Riley, a cauldron of boiling activity. Riley was terrified. What unseen enemy could be so frightening that it could catapult so many fish into the air? She quickly turned toward her grandfather, who was fishing from the opposite side of the boat with his back to her.
"Grandpa!" Riley cried. "What was that?"
"What was what? Did you see an alligator?" he asked, chuckling. "I didn't see what it was, but something made the fish jump all around me." Just then, something thumped the boat from below, sending them rocking back and forth. Riley screamed and clutched the railing next to her. Grandpa turned around, startled, and peered out across the water. "I heard on the news that someone spotted an alligator in this lake, but they never come this far north. I didn't believe it," said Grandpa, rapidly reeling in his fishing line. "Maybe it was an alligator." He saw the petrified expression on Riley's face and smiled. "But you don't need to be afraid, Riley."
"Are you sure about that?"
asked Riley as she gripped the railing tighter. "Quite sure. This boat is too big and the sides rise too high above the water for an alligator to get in." Grandpa started the motor and began steering the boat to another part of the lake. "And besides, this boat isn't the only thing keeping us safe."
"It's not?"
Riley asked in a shaky voice. Grandpa shook his head. "God is with us." He smiled at Riley reassuringly. "The Bible says that no matter what happens, we're safe in his hands. Because you and I both trust in Jesus, nothing can separate us from him. Even if something terrible were to happen to us, we can have peace knowing that Jesus has saved us from our worst enemies of all, sin, death, and Satan. He is like this boat. He protects our souls just as surely as this strong boat hull keeps us safe from alligators." Riley relaxed a little but continued to hold onto the railing. She was not going to stick even her pinky out of the boat. So how about you? Are you ever afraid of unseen dangers in the world? Our world can be a scary place, and even Christians have bad things happen in their lives. But Jesus promises never to leave us. We don't need to be afraid because no matter what happens, we have eternal life with him. Our enemy Satan can never snatch us from God's hands, and even in death, Jesus will be with us. If you trust in Jesus, he is your boat, and he will always take care of you. Our key verse is Romans 8:39.
"Nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus our Lord."
And our key thought, Jesus keeps us safe spiritually. Well, I'm Zach, and thanks for tuning in to listener-supported Keys for Kids. We'll see you right back here tomorrow.